Right corner, Fisher jacks up a three. Good! There it is again, number two for Allie Fisher in this quarter. Here's a drive into the lane, handoff to Drew Brodigan. On the arc to Lessing, he's available. Got it from three-point territory. Backcourt, it goes to Cook up ahead to Gadosh. Pulls up and tries to light it up for three-point land and does. Brooke Gadosh, a 23-footer for Anna.
Join the excitement on scoresbroadcast.com.
Riding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banks it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosbitt. Deep right corner, Rayanne Fry. Dribble drive, running one-hander. Banked it in. Nicely done by Rayanne Fry with a second left in the first half. Oh, look at Benjamin go to work. Driving down the left side of the lane. Dixie to maneuver by Benjamin with the left hand. Wow. A terrific play by Wyatt Benjamin.
Enjoy all those terrific plays on your phone or computer. Follow the Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, Minster Wildcats, Lehman Catholic Cavaliers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets.
Rodgers comes out to catch, hands off to Gordon. Gordon spots up, launches a three. Good! He hit it from 22 feet. Andre Gordon, line drive, shot, nothing but Gordon. 43-26, it's a track meet right now. Chieftains don't want that. They do not want to run with them. Rebound Gordon, oh, a no-look pass ahead to Bowser. Driving low up, got it.
So many players excel on scoresbroadcast.com.
What a game. Raiders win it by 12. Who's the Clancy's award winner for both clubs?
Well, on the Rushi side, there's a lot of choices, but I'm going to go with Cole Tevy. I just thought he was terrific. He's undersized for the position he has to play, but every game that kid comes out and just does an amazing job.
Back to Heron. She lines up a three. It looks like it's good from here. It is! Maria Heron hits another one.
You're going to have trouble beating Rushi when she's getting 26 on you.
Here's Heron all the way down the lane, all the way to the rack. Shovels left hand. Good by Maria Heron. Unstoppable in this game.
I'd like to see her and Andre Gordon go at it.
Superb teams go at it every night.
Ball out in the bringer foul line. One dribble down the lane. She's open all the way to the rack for two. Courtney Bringer deals to Reckerman on the arc. She steps inside it. Jump shot at the buzzer. 18-footer. Got it. Reckerman finished the first half for Minster with a buzzer-beating two-pointer.
Buzzer beaters and perfect passes.
Oh, what a nice wraparound pass. Beautifully done by Cassie Meyer. She got double-teamed, knew somebody had to be open. Threw the ball below the basket along the bottom of the key to Olivia Clark. She was the beneficiary of a fine pass again from Cassie Meyer. Oh, here's a great pass down the floor. Keyshawn Johnson, a 50-foot heave to Kirtner, low on the left. He beat everybody down the court. Caught it as he was going up. Great assist, Keyshawn Johnson. Thrown back out on the plate of Vanessa Winter. Open for 15. Bullseye. Vanessa Winter's on the money.
Money? Enjoy scoresbroadcast.com free of cost. There's no other high school play-by-play internet service like it. We're the radio on your phone.
If you guys enjoy what we do here, and if you enjoy the high school basketball in Shelby County as much as we like bringing it to you, let the sponsors know. Let them know that you appreciate what they're doing, you know, because they're not making the money off of us. They're giving us this opportunity to bring these games to you. So if you get a chance, make sure you let these sponsors know how much you appreciate their sponsoring us.
Andy Pierce, middle of the floor, bounce pass, baseline right to Siegel, reverse layup, he sticks it in. Gasson made it happen. He navigated the paint, burning into the lane. Hand off to Gasson, elbow in the left, fadeaway, 12-footer, in! What a shot by Gasson! It's tied up! It's tied up!
Since 2007, 400,000 listeners have been tied up, too, on game nights, listening to scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it along triple for Jackson Center. Got it! Hit the buzzer! Wow! What a shot! Evan Burning lofted in a long three. The ball was delivered to him chest high. A good place to receive it, catch and shoot right away, and he pumped it in, beating the horn, and the Redskins are up 7-30-23 at the end of three on scores.gas.com.
Good evening to all of you. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee from Vandalia Butler, the Student Activity Center, where tonight we feature a doubleheader for you, girls high school basketball, the D4 Regional. First up, it's Jackson Center against Tri-Village. Second up tonight, it's Rushi against Minster. Two Shelby County League schools are here in Jackson Center and Rushi. Of course, Minster from the Midwest Athletic Conference and Tri-Village from the Cross County Conference. Jackson Center Tigers, 21-4 on the year, won the Shelby County League with a mark of 11-1. Tri-Village, 24-1 on the season, 12-0 in the Cross County Conference. These two teams ranked highly all year long in Girls Division 4. Tri-Village closed out the season number 2 in the AP poll. Meanwhile, Jackson Center was 13. It's a heavyweight D4 regional field here because Minster, in the second game, closed out the campaign at number 5, according to the AP Ohio poll, and Rushi was just outside the top 15. Jackson Center knocked off Tri-Village 1 year ago, Chuck, in the district championship game. I can bet you for sure Tri-Village remembers that. The Tigers, with a wealth of postseason experience under their belts, having won 2 volleyball state titles and having gone to the Final Four last year in basketball, hoping to do it again here in 2017.
Well, they have to have real good memories of this gym because last year they won 2 big basketball games here, beating Fort Laramie in the regional final to go to Columbus. Mm-hmm. That was huge for them. And you know, they've kind of carried the momentum over. You can't discount the fact that the young ladies, probably half of them out there, have 2 state volleyball championships under their belt. All that kind of confidence is going to show up tonight for them. They need to have a great start to the game, though, because Tri-Village is a really good basketball
team. Every one of the seniors out there for the Lady Tigers were on those 2 volleyball state championship teams. Cassie Meyer, second team, all Southwest District, must have a big game for Jackson Center here tonight. She does all the little things extremely well. She scored pretty well in sectional and district play. She needs perhaps one of her best games of the entire season, a dozen, 13 points perhaps.
Yes, I think that her scoring is down a little bit this year because they've asked her to do a lot more things. They've asked her to handle the basketball up on the perimeter. They've asked her to break the press. She defends normally their best perimeter player and sometimes their best inside player. That's a lot for one kid to do and then score on top of that. So, you know, but tonight she has to have a scoring mindset from the beginning.
Now, Chuck, I think you make a very good point about Cassie Meyer's significance to this team. When you look at the Southwest District second team, you see Corinna Conley of Franklin Monroe, 13.7. Aubrey Stupp, Tri-County North, 19 a game. Michelle Lee, Cincinnati Miami Valley Christian Academy, 21.8. Samantha Whiteman Covington, 18.7. Cassie Meyer earned second team Southwest District honors, 10.1 points per game, because she is such a well-rounded performer.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you know, the coaches put you up, and that's a good thing because she is their most valuable player. But, you know, coaches understand. Scoring average is nice, but it is not the criteria. It shouldn't be the criteria for making first, second, or third team. It's got to be your entire game.
Speaking of all Southwest District honors, Tri-Village features the Player of the Year in the Southwest District, Allie Downing, outstanding performer, first team member, Maria Heron, Rushi, also first team Southwest District, and on the third team from Tri-Village, Danica Mann. Mann at 16 points a game, Downing at 17 points a game. That's a 1-2 punch that Jackson Center's defense is going to have to be very conscious of here tonight.
Well, and sometimes, I mean, it's okay, and sometimes you can shade and really take one player out of the game, but it's really hard to take 2 scorers like that out of a game.
Right. Alicia Kessler has been coming on strong. She could be valuable this evening. Takes up space in the lane, has a very nice touch, and has done everything exceptionally well here in the last 2 or 3 tournament games. She could be the X factor. She's got to have a double-digit game, I think, stay out of foul trouble. Cameron Elkert, if Tri-Village leaves her open, just like if Jackson Center leaves Tri-Village's 3-point shooters open, hey, the threes will go in because these two clubs can knock it down from long range. Elkert's been red hot, 17 points in the first quarter of 1 sectional game.
How you doing, Tim? you know, you look at Cameron Elkert in this gym with the background sometimes, but Cameron likes to shoot the ball from the corner.
Yep.
And the view from the corner is the same in any gym you go to. So I don't think that the shooting background on the ends are going to bother her as much. And you talk about Kessler, I agree.
Yep.
She has got to be a force tonight for them to be able to stay in the game.
Yeah.
And Olivia Clark has got to have a good game, too.
Yeah, I think Alicia Kessler is key for the Jackson Center Tigers. She's got to get double digits, several rebounds, and dish the ball out of the post to open teammates. Of course, Cassie Meyer could very well be one of those open teammates. And Cassie has done a lot of good penetrating of the paint here in the tournament all season long, for that matter, and has dished the ball off successfully to teammates. Speaking of Tri-Village, as we were just a moment ago, the Patriots had quite a scare in the district championship. I saw that game, beating Cedarville 49-42. In fact, the Tri-Village trailed at the half in that contest, 23-19. Wound up winning by 7, outscoring Cedarville by a grand total of 11 in the second half. Mann, about whom we've spoken already, at 23 in that contest. Downing, about whom we've spoken already, had 15 in that contest, and that just highlights what we've said already. Those are the two go-to money players for Tri-Village. Patriots will shoot it from long range. They've got two or three Cameron Elkert-like performers from the arc, and Cameron simply must not worry about trying to match everybody from Tri-Village who will shoot it from long range. Tigers will want to control the pace. I think if this game is in the low 40s, it's Jackson Center's game to win. If it's in the low 50s, it's Tri-Village's game to win.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And I mean, I'm watching Tri-Village warm up down there, and they got some good overall size. I mean, Mann's 5'11", and Downing is 5'11". And I mean, they're not going to be somebody you can put somebody tall on.
Nope.
Because if you try to do that, they're going to be able to go to the basket. So, you know, they've got some adjustments. The Jackson Center's going to have to see how the game unfolds and then make their adjustments on the fly.
One of the top defensive performers in the Shelby County League this year, Kennedy Reese for Jackson Center. And I think whoever she guards in this game will have difficulty scoring. It's important for Kennedy to have a good night at the defensive end and slow down whoever she is on, and it will no doubt be one of the long-range shooting guards for Tri-Village.
Well, she's a very good on-ball defender, probably one of the best in the league, and she has a tendency sometimes to get that left hand on when she's defending. She has to stay out of foul trouble because they just don't have – they got a lot of depth size-wise on
yes.
the inside, but they
yep.
do not have a lot of perimeter help.
Yeah, very well said. Tri-Village also features, in addition to Downing and Mann, Rachel Miller at 2 points a game, a 5'3 senior. Emma Prince, 9 points a game, a 5'5 sophomore. And Trissa Porter, 7 points a game, a 5'6" freshman. Those three young ladies, underclassmen, except for Miller. Of course, Downing and Mann, the two hot shots, are seniors. So these two clubs are experience-laden. They are predominantly senior-laden. Jackson Center's been here before last year. Chuck, what importance does that have here tonight?
I think this gym is a good thing for Jackson. They've got really good memories of this from last year. And they can really match up size-wise with Tri-Village. So, you know, again, good start.
Yep.
Don't turn the ball over a bunch, because sometimes Jackson gets into some turnover problems. Make free throws and stay within striking distance. If they can do that, they can win the game.
Free throws, wow. Tournament time, so critical. Rushi and Jackson Center girls in the district were razor sharp at the stripe, and it paid dividends. And we saw Rushi and Fairlawn boys drop key games in sectional finals. Largely as a result of poor free throw shooting.
Missing free throw, that's
yep.
a fact.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight for this regional semifinal between Jackson Center and Tri-Village. It's the first of two, Rushi and Minster to follow. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission on the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. We're alerting veterans and surviving spouses. Get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission at 498-7282, 498-7282. Thank you very much, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney. Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Thanks as well to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, and Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Starting lineups and the start of this game in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Jackson Center Tigers bench has been mighty important here in the tournament. Vanessa Winter dropped in four field goals in a win over Troy Christian and in defeating Mississinewa Valley. Kristen Ware pumped home three buckets. Cameron Haney had four field goals off the bench. Vanessa Winter had four more. That's the game. Cameron Elkert hit 7 of 10 behind the arc, and you can bet, Chuck, there's no way that Tri-Village is going to allow Cameron Elkert to get 10 open three-point attempts.
Oops, I wouldn't think so. I was drinking water. I forgot to put the mic back. No, they're not. They know what they're, you know, they've scouted. They know what's going on. They're a well-coached basketball team, and they know Cameron Elkert. If you let her set her feet, she's going to hurt you.
Tigers need a game from Cassie Meyer like she displayed in the victory over Troy Christian when Cassie hit 6 of 9 from the floor. So many thanks to additional underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Frisch's in Sydney, what is your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Bodkin's, where the food is not in between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. You can take a long look at Primary Eye Care thanks to Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th and Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. From Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum, thank you very much. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, and in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, offering on-time, high-tech computer solutions, as well as customized promotional items such as pens, mugs, T-shirts, and more. All can be customized. A myriad of some 200 promotional items available for customization at Adams Tech Solutions, along with on-time high-tech computer service, too. And Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. I recognize the 3 officials, Chuck, for tonight's game. They're good ones, and they probably have had their vision improved, corrected, thanks to Primary Eye Care Associates.
Well, we're not going to blame them if they have a bad night there.
Primary Eye Care Associates, as we noted, in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good look at Primary Eye Care on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Second game should be an exciting one as well. Rushi Minster, that's the nightcap at 8. We'll go offline after the first game concludes. We'll be away from you for about 15 minutes or so, then return online at about 7:50 before the Rushi Minster game. That is the second regional contest here tonight. Of course, the two clubs played in the regular season, and Minster won by 6. Rushi led that game by a point with 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. These two teams, Chuck, Tri-Village and Jackson Center, both played Versailles. It's Tri-Village's only loss, but 16 to the Tigers. Meanwhile, Jackson Center was beaten by Versailles by 12.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at that, and I think it's a pretty even game tonight.
Yes.
Jackson at times can become very offensive stagnant, and they have to avoid that tonight. They can't have a lot of empty possessions.
Starting lineups for the Jackson Center Tigers: Kennedy Reese at guard, a 5'5 junior. Cameron Elker with her, a 5'3 senior. Cassie Meyer, a 5'8 senior at a wing. And also in the opening five, Olivia Clark starts for Jackson Center, 6'2", a junior. And Kristen Ware, 5'11", a senior. Alicia Kessler will come off the bench for Jackson Center. Opening tip to start the game is won by Tri-Village. It's Rachel Miller in the backcourt. Head of the key, lights it up from three-point land right away and drains it. A long triple. Rachel Miller, who tallied just 2 points, or I should say is averaging just 2 points on the year for the Tri-Village Patriots, just dropped in a bomb, a three.
Well, they came out in a 3-2 zone, but they did not go cover up the shooter. If they're going to play zone, well, you better go out and show on these shooters.
Here's Reese. Here's Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center. Enters the lane, nearly walk. A little bunny hop. Fed it off to Clark, who dished to Cameron Elker in the right corner. Good defense here by Tri-Village. Clark has the ball, elbow right. We played 50 seconds, 3-0 Tri-Village. Elkert being hounded 20 feet away. Passes off to Ware, 17 feet away. She looks down inside, goes to Reese, out back for a three try. Ooh, and rim came out. Good strong rebound inside, laid through by Cassie Meyer.
Cassie Meyer.
3-2, Tri-Village leads by a point. That trifecta by Kennedy Reese, Chuck, was dead on the money.
Yeah, it was right on, just good, bounced out.
Uh-oh, Tri-Village, another three-pointer. It's a bomb by Miller again, left open. It circles around and comes off the iron. That, too, was down below the ring. Jackson Center snared the board down the floor to Elkert. Elkert high left. We talked about three-point shooting in the pregame. It's going to be a factor tonight, that's for sure. Here's a long two tried by Olivia Clark. 18-footer, rim, backboard. Ooh, it almost went down, came off. Here's Tri-Village hustling down the floor. The three-point shooter, far side of the court. Prince sets her feet, then sets them again.
That's the problem. She set them twice.
You're right, that's a travel. 6:18 to go, first quarter, 3-2 Tri-Village. Jackson Center's had some nice looks at the offensive end. And a few trips down the floor. Elkert, foul line, wide open. Ware, Tri-Village doesn't guard her. And she buries a 17-foot shot.
Kristen can make that shot. I hope they don't think she can.
4-3, Jackson Center takes the lead. Good opening for the Tigers, who've had stretches, especially through the middle of the year, where offensively Jackson Center did not shoot it well at all. Here's Tri-Village, low post, it's Mann. Mann sends it to Downing out on the arc. Alley at 16 points a game, 5'11", a senior. Now to Mann, back to Downing, elbow left. Straight away, Miller doesn't shoot. Feeds baseline right to Prince, who goes cross-court on the pass, right into the hands of Kennedy Reese of Jackson Center. She goes behind the back on the dribble at the timeline, then pulls up between the circles. Guarded 35 feet away by Prince. Now Cameron Elkert's got it, 20 feet out high left. Checked there by Miller. 5:15 to go, first quarter, 4-3, Jackson Center. Patriots hit their first shot in the opening 20 seconds and not scored since. Here's a loose ball on the floor. Ware digs it off the hardwood, and then as she does, her pivot foot moves ever so slightly.
She stood up. If you stand up from the floor, it's an automatic travel whether your foot moves or not.
Exactly right. Violation, Jackson Center. 4-3 Tigers, 3 minutes gone, opening period. Here comes Rachel Miller, midcourt for Tri-Village, picked up by Reese. Goes foul line to Downing, on her is Ware. On a weave, open player, 17-footer, Trissa Porter, short off the rim. Ball caroms, left corner, Meyer tracks it down for Jackson Center. She speeds down the floor. Top of the key, below the foul line. She's tripped on the play. It will be a common foul. Ball out of bounds to the Tigers, left of the basket.
That was a break for Tri-Village because Cassie found Reese on the block for a basket, but they called the foul on a pass.
Baseline left of the goal. Meyer inbounding for Jackson Center. Looks for Ware, can't find her. Baseball pass out high to Cameron Elkert. Elkert retreats 30 feet away. Now Clark comes out to catch. High right. Still behind the three-point line. Now to Cassie Meyer, foul stripe. Now to Ware. Ball whisked around the top of the circle to Elkert, who comes out near the timeline. Double team. Gets rid of it to Ware. Back to Cameron. Right side pass, Clark. 4-3, Jackson Center. 4:20 left in the first. Here's an overplay, but Tri-Village and a neat steal. Yank three by Prince, who scurries down the floor to Miller. Goes baseline right to Downing. She's crowded. Shoots it with the left hand. Blocked out of bounds. Good play by Clark of Jackson Center. 4:09 to go first quarter. 4-3 Tigers. Tri-Village inbounding left of the basket. Miller lobs out high to Porter. Porter fakes right, goes left. Checked aggressively. Foul. Jackson Center of the common variety. And Tri-Village will inbound to the left of the basket. First foul on Cassie Meyer. She's one young lady for the Tigers who must stay on the court 29, 30 minutes here tonight.
No doubt about it. And I tell you, Jackson needs to be aware that they're coming. And every time you turn your back, they're coming to double you. And they've turned it twice because of that.
Outside the arc on the right, it's Downing. She's double-teamed, head of the keys, got to give it up to Prince. Prince has a little opening down the right side of the lane, off the backboard, a little too much mustard on it. It comes off to Ware. Ware flips it down to Meyer. Down to Clark, who spots up, thought about taking the three, didn't.
Good job, baby.
Now to Cassie Meyer, 25 feet away. Foul line, pitches to Ware, right corner Elkert, well guarded. Shoots the three anyway and drives it in. Wow. Two defenders ran at Cameron Elkert, and she poured home a three anyway from the far extremity of the floor. 7-3, Jackson Center up four. Miller drives into the lane for Tri-Village. Feeds right corner Downing. Out high to Mann, who's touched it very seldom so far. Now to Miller, shot fake. Penetrates the lane toward the rim, blocked away by Clark. Ware with an aggressive rebound. And we've got a timeout called by Jackson Center as Mayer was bottled up in backcourt. 3:08 to go, first quarter. Jackson Center 7, Tri-Village 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
High quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Very good start to this game, Chuck, for Jackson Center. Tigers have reeled off seven straight after Tri-Village netted the first three-pointer.
Yeah, they're playing well offensively and defensively. Clark is doing a nice job inside defending the basket.
And so far for Tri-Village, Danica Mann has gotten her hands on the ball just a couple times.
Right.
Here's Jackson Center beating pressure. Meyer down the floor, feeds right wing to Ware, back out to Cameron Elkert, who resets. 2:50 left to go, opening quarter. Reese, 30 feet away on the left. Dribbles between the rings. Now Reese sets the attack. Ball goes down the right side to Cameron Elkert. Alicia Kessler on the floor now for Jackson Center.
Tri-Village has changed to a 2-3 now after that timeout.
Cassie Meyer straight away has an open look. Fires up a high arching three ball. And you can tell from the roar of the crowd, she popped it in. Tigers blistering the nets right now. 10 points in succession. Jackson Center 10, Tri-Village 3. Here's Downing, foul line for Tri-Village. She's checked, must get rid of the ball. Outside the arc in the right flank to Porter. Picked up by Cameron Elkert. Left side, Miller. Kennedy Reese on her. Miller, shot fake. Bounces off her foot. Loose ball picked up by Downing at Tri-Village. Line drive, triple, short, no good. Off the rim, backboard. It comes down to Kessler. Alicia at 6'2", snagged the board, fed it up the floor to Reese. Elbow on the left to Ware, back to the basket. Now Meyer between circles. Hot start for Jackson Center, shooting the ball. 10-3 lead, up 7, minute 40 to go first quarter. Here's a drive by Elkert. Elbow on the right. Tried to dump it down to Ware. Punched out of bounds by Tri-Village.
You got to be careful trying to dribble through two people because that's four hands you're trying to get through.
Vanessa Winter on the floor now for Jackson Center. Vanessa, 5'8 senior. Alicia Kessler, 6'2 senior, as I noted, in as well. Meyer inbounding, slings it from underneath the basket to the timeline to Reese. Meyer catches it right corner, left-hand dribble out high, hand off to Cameron Elkert. Elkert back to Cassie Meyer, 25 feet away, picked up by Prince. High screen by Kessler. Cassie goes right flank to Reese. A minute 22 to go in the first quarter. Jackson Center 10, Tri-Village 3. Ball is weaved outside to Cameron Elkert. She's available behind Reese, lofting up a long 26-footer with Cameron. It was online, Chuck, a bit.
Just a little long.
Yeah, a hair heavy, hit the back brace and caromed out of bounds in the corner. And Tri-Village will bring it up the floor, trailing 10-3 with 65 seconds to go, opening period.
Well, the way Tri-Village is doubling off ball screens, if you would slip screen, you're going to shoot a layup.
Well, here's Miller shooting a three ball, a long one for Tri-Village. It looked crooked. We were peering over her shoulder. She let it fly. It hit the backboard and glanced in. She'll take it. She's got two threes for Tri-Village, which went 7 minutes without scoring. 10-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Cassie Meyer answers with a triple.
I think that takes care of what we said, that she needed to be offensive-minded here.
Oh, we gave Cassie Meyer a big buildup in the pregame, touting her offensive skills. She has responded. Here's a baseline left dribble by Downing. Double team by Jackson Center. It's a turnover. Travel call against Downing with 24.5 to go in the first. Tigers up 13-6.
Should be able to get the last shot here with 24 seconds.
That was a big three ball by Meyer, Chuck, answering the second three by Miller of Tri-Village.
And hers didn't have to bank. Hers was actually right on line.
You're right. Kennedy Reese, timeline for the Tigers. Muffed it, got it back. 13 seconds to go, first quarter. Kennedy's doubled 30 feet away. Goes to Elkert in the right corner, and we've got a jump ball called. Good heads-up play by Downing of Tri-Village, who stepped in, wrapped her arms around the leather, got the jump, but the arrow favors Jackson Center with 8.2 to go in the quarter. It's got to stay in the hands of Cassie Meyer. Cassie handles it 30 feet away, 4 seconds remaining. Cassie to the foul line, has it stripped from behind. Tri-Village has it, and the first quarter finishes out. Good beginning to the game for Jackson Center. Tri-Village got the first three. Jackson Center scored 13 of the next 16. And Tri-Village went 7 minutes between field goals, both by Miller. 13-6 Tigers after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge, and that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice, and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
Jackson Center Tigers 13, Tri-Village 6. We kick off play here in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. And Tri-Village gets a big three ball to launch play in the second quarter. Allie Downing was left open, left side of the court, and she swished it. And that was nice and easy. Smooth stroke, Chuck.
Yeah, she's got a good stroke. You can see that. They ran a play for her.
Uh-oh, here's a steal by Downing out high. She took it away from Meyer. Bad pass. Look at the play by Downing. Back to the basket. Back pedaling toward the rim. Made it go down anyway. Wow, what a maneuver by Downing. Got the theft at center court and staggered her way into the lane. made the shot, threw it up over the back of her head. She wasn't really looking at the rim, and it's 13-11 just like that. Tri-Village has closed within two. Fine steal, even better. Dribble drive and shot by Downing after making a three. Here is Winter in the post for Jackson Center. Top of the circle, Cameron Elkert. Long three ball, in, out, no good. Spun around, came off. Downing up the floor to Miller for Tri-Village. Open player low on the right. Gets checked, though, by Winter and can't shoot. Back to Miller. Baseline J, 15-footer, hit the heel. Rebound Meyer, who scampers down the right side of the floor for Jackson Center. Pulls up, dumps it inside to Winter, and she's hacked on the play. Good look. Fine feed off by Cassie Meyer. The trailer was Winter, who is awarded two free throws.
Yeah, they did a good job running the floor that time. The secondary break, they found Winter rolling down the lane. She got to pick up the foul.
Winter, foul line, Jackson Center, in, out. It is no good. Lipped the rim, wouldn't stay down. 13-11, Jackson Center up two. Tigers led 13-6 after one. Downing has knocked down five quick points for Tri-Village as Winter can't cash in at the stripe. Both are no good. Tri-Village has the rebound. Downing to midcourt. 6:18 to go, second quarter. Allie Downing starting to warm up. She's behind the arc. A long one. A Hail Mary. 27-footer. No good. Rebound into the lap of Mann for Tri-Village. You caught it in a crowd. She was among two or three white jerseys from Jackson Center. And when the ball fell in her lap, she was at point-blank distance from the rim. Jackson Center had to foul while Mann was putting it right back up. The first free throw is a very high archer by Danica Mann, but it goes right down through. The 5'11 senior makes it 13-12 in favor of Jackson Center. Six straight points by Tri-Village. It's been a game of runs so far. Second shot by Mann, high floater on target once more. 13-13 deadlock. 6 minutes to go till halftime. Jackson Center with a hot streak in the first quarter. Now a nice burst, but Tri-Village to draw even. Ball thrown to Kessler, left wing. She has an open alley to the basket, overshoots it, no good. Rebound right corner, Jackson Center. It is garnered by Ware, who flips it to the arc to a teammate. The ball rolls away out of bounds.
They look a little flustered right now. They need to calm down a little bit. They've already used one timeout, so they got to be careful not using a second one too early.
Yeah, Tri-Village's intensity, Chuck, at the defensive end has really picked it up since late first quarter.
They're coming and they're doubling every ball screen. If you just slip that, you should be able to shoot some layups against it.
A lot of double-team action by Tri-Village so far. Downing dribbles down into the left corner. Guarding her right now is Ware. Ware gives the ball out high to Porter. Now Downing again. Different look offensively for Tri-Village, which has Downing touching the ball more often, 20 feet from the basket. She's a good marksman from three-point land. Here's a drive into the lane, but Tri-Village, off-balance play by Emma Prince, fired it way up high off the glass. No chance to make it. Loose ball rebounding foul on the Patriots.
45, Danica Mann. That's her first.
Mann's got one for Tri-Village. Cassie Meyer's got one for Jackson Center. So it's Kennedy Reese, Cassie Meyer, along with Kessler, Ware, and Cameron Elkert. Kennedy Reese, top of the key. In the zone defense on the point is Prince for Tri-Village. Mann patrols the paint down inside. Cassie Meyer left available out high right, and she hoists up a three from there. It's high in the air but short. Didn't even touch the rim. Don't think it hit the bottom of the net. And in one hop, it goes on out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a little out of her range, I think.
5:04 to go here in the first half. Jackson Center at 13 points at the end of quarter number one. Tigers haven't scored at all here in the second period.
This is one of those scoring droughts we talked about that they have tendency to have during games.
Mm-hmm. Top of the circle, Downing veers off to the left, can't drive. Weaves to a teammate. It's Alyssa Seiler who's in now. Seiler, a 5'6 freshman. She handles the ball straight away, gives it to Prince. Outside the arc on the right, it's dealt to Porter. Tri-Village patient, throwing it around on the long line. down inside to Mann. Mann bodies up against Kessler. Kessler alters the shot, which is way over the rim. Weak side rebound by Jackson Center, an easy one. Kessler is an imposing force on the interior. Here's Meyer at the elbow left. Jackson Center shoots to break the tie. 17-footer Kessler missed it hard. That didn't touch the rim either. Last two tries, but Jackson Center didn't even catch iron. Here's Mann in the post for Tri-Village. She caught the beeline throw from Prince, spun toward the rim. Kessler swatted and tagged her on the wrist. In the act of shooting was Mann. Now Tri-Village shoots free throws for the lead. 4:04 to go, second quarter, tied at 13. Mann made two foul shots previously in this quarter. Very high archers. Skyscraper shots. That one a little heavy off the back rim.
From the way she shoots it, the ball has got to be exact or it's not going to go in.
She's 2 of 3 at the stripe here in this period. Second free throw by Mann. One bounce. Shot puts it in the air. It's around and out to the left. Good strong rebound, though, by Downing. Back to Mann at the foul stripe. Mann maneuvers, goes baseline right to Porter. Porter below the rim, then feeds Downing in the left corner. She hurls up a three, wide to the right, no good. Rebound, Clark. Olivia with a little limp as she comes down the floor near side. Right corner, Elkert. Elkert circles out back. Jackson Center has not scored in 4 minutes, 20 seconds here in the second quarter. Kennedy Reese straight on, goes to Meyer, 25 feet away. Cassie Pierce toward the paint, doesn't shoot. She dribbles, looks for an avenue, goes foul line. She's cut off. Right corner, Kennedy Reese. Good look for her, and she nails a three ball. Kennedy had one dead center earlier, wouldn't stay down. She poured that one through. Jackson Center back up by three, 16-13. Very good sign, Chuck, to see Kennedy Reese willing to shoot, and she has been accurate so far. Outside the arc, 25 feet away, it's Porter. Goes baseline right, Tri-Village to Prince. Now to Mann. Mann passes off, head of the key, juggled it. Clark snatched it away from her. Olivia down the floor, nearly walked. Now to Meyer, trailing the play, in and out on the triple. Good strong rebound by Clark, no good, but she's hammered.
Five.
2:47 left to go, second quarter, 16-13, Jackson Center. Olivia Clark at the stripe. She flexes the knees and hits it to make it a 17-13 game in favor of Jackson Center. Tri-Village led 3-0 on a triple by Miller in the first 25 seconds. Tri-Village drew even here in the second quarter. Clark's second foul shot, a little too much mustard on it. It hit the heel and ricocheted away to Tri-Village. Emma Prince has the ball 25 feet out. Weaves to teammate Porter. Now to Downing. Downing jacks up a long one. NBA range. Off to the right, no good. Olivia Clark got the rebound and fell to the floor and is guilty of walking. Tough break there for the Tigers. Jackson Center got Downing to shoot one out of her range. Don't know that she ever sees a shot she doesn't like, but that one was a little bit too far. 2:27 to go in the second quarter. Tri-Village inbounds below the basket, and the ball is airmailed into backcourt. It's traced down there by Porter. Porter against Elkert on a weave to Downing. Downing checked by Ware. Left corner, Porter back to Downing, 25 feet out. 2:14 left to go here in the first half. And we've got Olivia Clark plowing into Mann outside the paint, away from the basketball. Foul on Jackson Center. It's still of the common variety. Clark's got one. Cassie Meyer's got one. The Tigers have distributed them evenly.
Well, what's happening down there is Mann's being very physical, borderline dirty. And Clark retaliated that time.
Here's Prince, top of the circle on a weave. Uh-oh, moving screen, Tri-Village. Yep, it's called. Yep, Tigers gave it right back to Tri-Village right there. A little showmanship by Tri-Village, perhaps, from the previous foul against Jackson Center. And on that unstationary screen by Tri-Village, the Tigers let the Patriots know they committed a mistake.
Yep.
17-13, Jackson Center leads. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. Here's Meyer, 30 feet out, dribbles to the top of the key. Right side to Elkert, back to Cassie. Cassie foul line, now to Reese, right corner Elkert. Tigers trying to get the ball down inside the teeth of that zone defense. There it is to Clark, low on the right, spins, turns, bank shot, hit the rim, fell through. Big bucket for Clark. Soft touch. It caromed off the ring, kerplunk. It dropped in there. Jackson Center's got a six-point lead back now, 19-13. Good post-up move on the block by Clark. A minute and a half to go in the first half. Downing straight away for Tri-Village. Guns a three, no good. Gigantic rebound by Cassie Meyer. She soared way up and tipped it from her left hand to her right. Cassie has the ball batted at midcourt. It's loose on the deck, rolling free. It's in backcourt now. Meyer catches up to it, and she is jammed to the floor from behind. Incidental contact by Emma Prince.
Well, that was a lot of action for just a foul.
You can tell how much these two clubs want this game. Jackson Center and Tri-Village leaving every single bit of energy out there on the floor.
Well, Tri-Village as a whole through the years can't like the Shelby County League, because that's the teams in the Shelby County League are the ones that normally send them home.
Shelby County League, clearly a much more stringent conference than the Cross County. Here's Kennedy Reese, 35 feet away, dribbling. Tri-Village's pressure defense comes out way high. And now the ball is relieved to Cassie Meyer. Three steps from the timeline. 50 seconds to go, second quarter. Meyer starts a drive, flips it behind her to Reese. Reese overplayed, but Downing in a chase. Right corner to Clark. Cross-court Elkert. Passed up the three, gave it to Meyer. 38 seconds to go in the half. Jackson Center has held Tri-Village, which is averaging 55 points a game, to 13 here in the first nearly 16 minutes. Here's Reese, 30 feet out. Tigers whittle down seconds off the clock. Jackson Center's in the 1-1, 16 fouls in Tri-Village. 16 ticks to go in the first half. Clark's got the ball in the right corner. Starts to drive on man, pulls up, feeds it back out to Meyer. Meyer can't save it midcourt. It's rolling into backcourt. Violation call.
The way they're struggling handling the basketball against this pressure, I'm not sure that it's a good idea to try to hold the ball for 50 seconds.
If Tigers are having difficulty penetrating the paint, Tri-Village's zone has barricaded the middle area of the floor, but still the Tigers have done well, leading by 6 points. 5 seconds to go, first half. Here's Downing dribbling down the floor. Passes off to a teammate low on the left. Easy layup is blown. Missed on the play by Tri-Village. Porter had a gimme, 3 feet out. Room service pass from Downing. Shot was no good, and Jackson Center clings to a 6-point bulge at the halftime break. 19-13 Tigers over the Patriots on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack with Chuck here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jackson Center 19, Tri-Village 13, after two quarters of play. Don't miss out on Goffney Furniture's high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your budget's needs. Adult and youth bedroom furniture, dining room and living room furniture, plus furniture for your home office and entertainment spaces. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's the home of Goffney Furniture, Route 47, west of I-75. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Go to the website for even more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Tigers own a six-point lead. Jackson Center's defense has been excellent so far, Chuck.
Well, they've held them to 13 points, like you said, averaging 55 a game, and they've scored 13 in the first half. 6 points out of Miller. I mean, she's their leading scorer. They got five out of Downing and only two free throws, 2 of 4 from the free throw line for Mann. They scored 13 for the half.
Four field goals, that's it for Tri-Village.
Yep, three threes. Yep. You take those three threes away, and Jackson's got a big-time lead.
That's what Versailles held Baden to last night in the second half, four buckets.
And then Cassie Meyer leads scorers for Jackson with eight, and then they got three from Reese, three from Elkert, three from Olivia Clark, two from Kristen Ware. 13-6 rebounding advantage for the Tigers. Six turnovers for Jackson Center. Tri-Village has turned it over four times. They're doing a nice job. They gotta recognize when they set that ball screen that they're going to be double teamed, and somebody has to come and help.
Right.
And if they'll do that and not turn the ball, I think they're the better team after watching the first half.
Both clubs, Chuck, defensively doing a real good job walling off the paint area.
Right. Yeah, yeah. There's not much happening in the lane, that's for sure. Everybody's living on the outside. So one, two, three, four threes for Jackson Center and three threes for Tri-Village in the first half.
Okay, you can tell every time Allie Downing has the basketball and escapes one Jackson Center defender 18, 20 feet from the basket. Another Tiger defender shades her, picks her up. Same thing is happening to Jackson Center. When Cassie Meyer has the ball, she'll elude one player top of the key. She'll get to the elbow, either side of the foul stripe, and meets resistance from help.
Well, and when you're getting inside, especially when Tri-Village is getting into the lane, Olivia Clark has just been a monster inside playing defense.
Getting a little chippy out there at times.
Danica Mann has a little bit of an attitude. I picked that up in the first half. I'm pretty proud of the sophomore or the junior Olivia Clark. She's holding her own with her. She just has to keep her cool.
Yep, good composure. About 5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, Jackson Center 19, Tri-Village 13. Winner of this game plays the team victorious in her nightcap this evening between Rushi and Minster in a regional championship contest that would be at 7:30 on Saturday night. Don't forget, we've got boys district action for you from the UD Arena tomorrow at 5:30. We're on the web online at 5:15. Fort Loramie plays in the first game, and Jackson Center against the Tri-Village boys, by the way, in the second game. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Jackson Center 19, Tri-Village 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
My name is Riley Jackson, a sophomore cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com brought to you as usual by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, L-A-C-A-L, LaCal, which has promoted student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com since our start 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during the tournament, thanks to LaCal Equipment, we spotlight seniors on the Shelby County League team and for Jackson Center, an array of several very good ones, including Miranda Hickey, Cameron Elkert, Cassie Meyer, Cameron Haney, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, Kristen Ware, all seniors, members of two state championship two state championship D4 volleyball squads, also members of last year's basketball team, which advanced all the way to the state Final Four, and on this year's hoops squad as well. Outstanding student athletes in the classroom, Cameron Elkert, Miranda Hickey, Cassie Meyer, Cameron Haney, Vanessa Winter, Alicia Kessler, Kristen Ware, playing vital roles in this basketball game here tonight. Jackson Center leading Tri-Village by a score of 19-13 here at the half. Those young ladies all under the spotlight thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Through the first two quarters of this game, the big 1-2 punch of Tri-Village has tallied just two field goals between them. Allie Downing has got each a three-pointer, a two-pointer in the second quarter. And Danica Mann is 2 of 4 at the free throw line. No buckets. Tigers defense has been superb. Jackson Center's got the ball first. We kick off play here in the third quarter. 19-13 Tigers. Elkert on a weave to Cassie Meyer, 25 feet away. Picked up out high by Prince. Now to Reese. Reese on the bounce. Tigers still well beyond the long line right now. In fact, a little closer to center court, in fact. Elkert dribbles left side of the floor. Hands off to Cassie Meyer. You can tell, Chuck, Tri-Village getting a little frustrated. They're shouldering the Tiger players as they dribble the ball 25 feet from the basket. Kennedy Reese into the right corner to Clark. Now between the rings to Meyer straight away. Cassie ball high overhead. Hands off to Kennedy Reese. Tri-Village doesn't follow Kennedy, who goes into the left corner. Hands the ball off to Kristen Ware. The five who started the game for each team on the court at the moment. Ball passed inside to Ware. Good feed low on the right to Clark. She's got a bunny. Can't get it to fall. Got the rebound back and missed it off the back brace. And it comes down to Tri-Village. Wow, Jackson Center worked long and hard for a short jumper from nearly point-blank range. Couldn't get that to fall. The rebound was virtually a gimme. It would not go in. A minute 20 off the clock. Tri-Village's first possession. Deep right corner three, but Tri-Village air ball by Prince into the hands of Ware. Here come the Tigers. Myers center circle on the bounce. Dribbles to the elbow on the left, then comes right back out high with it. Tri-Village fans behind us don't like the patience displayed right now by Jackson Center.
They probably also don't like the six-point deficit.
Here's Kennedy Reese entering the lane. Kicks it off into the right corner to Clark. Tigers spread the floor. Ball whipped out high to Meyer, who's about three steps from center circle. 2 minutes have passed here in the third quarter. One shot for Tri-Village. It didn't touch the rim. Jackson Center had two inside looks. Neither went down. Halftime score, 19-13. That's where we stand. Here's Reese at the elbow on the right. Hands the ball to Elkert, right back to Kennedy, and her arm is grabbed by a Tri-Village player.
I'm not sure why Prince didn't think that was a foul. She raked all the way down, raked her arm down from the shoulder down to her elbow.
That's worthy of a whistle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 5:49 left here in the third quarter.
That was her fourth foul, too.
Cameron Elkert motions. Four fouls on Tri-Village's Prince. Is that correct?
That's what they did put up there.
My goodness. Here's Cassie Meyer left open. Foul line extended right. Doesn't shoot. Back out to Reese. Good look from 17. Air ball to throw right of the rim. Tri-Village got a fingertip on it below the basket. Downing looks at the referee and says, who, me?
It touched her hand. You can see it from here. She's not a good actress.
Five and a half left in the third. We're stuck at 19-13. Here's Cassie Meyer outside the arc. Tries to bully her way to the foul stripe. Can't do it. Has to dish it back outside to Elkert, who circles the wagons. 5:21 to go here in the third quarter. A team foul on Tri-Village. Nobody scored a point in the second half. Tigers milking the clock. Downing on Elkert, 25 feet away. Cameron through the top of the key. Pitches it back out to Kennedy Reese. Tigers up six. Tri-Village over guarding Kennedy, who sprints into the right corner, throws it to Clark, back out to Meyer. Meyer to the foul line, works her way around a Patriot, shovels it with the left hand, it hit the rim, bounced right back to her, and then she throws it to Elkert at the center line. And the Tigers restart after the miss by Meyer. She luckily got her own rebound. 4:42 to go in the third quarter. Jackson Center running time off the clock. Precious seconds ticking away. 4.5 left in the third. Meyer bounced past to Reese in the right corner. Back to Cassie straight away. Cassie guarded by Prince. Cassie dribbles down the left side of the lane. Left corner Elkert. High arching three ball. Hit the rim, no good. Rebound volleyballed around. Tipped by Meyer toward Ware, but it's gathered by Tri-Village. Here come the Patriots down the court. It's Miller. Top of the circle, Porter. Boy, the patience shown by Jackson Center outset of the second half, Chuck, means that possessions will be few and far between the rest of the game for these two teams. Here's a spin move by Tri-Village at the foul line. Awkward shot by Porter, way off the mark. Rebound Jackson Center. Tell you what, here in the second half, Chuck, the Tigers doing a good job allowing the players to shoot for Tri-Village. They want to shoot the ball.
Yeah, I was going to say the wrong people, if you're a Tri-Village fan, the wrong people are shooting the basketball.
3:40 left in the third quarter. 19-13. Jackson Center up six. Here's Reese 30 feet away. Now to Meyer at the timeline. Checked by Porter. Cassie dribbling. Top of the circle. Elbow on the right. Feeds to Clark. Baseline left. Out to Reese. High right to Elkert. Tigers occasionally get the ball within 10 feet from the basket on the baseline, but have been patient to have it shot. Here's Clark, a shot fake, drives into the lane. A little twirling move right in front. Got it to go down.
I think the Tri-Village fans are saying, okay, don't shoot it.
Big play by Olivia Clark. She got the last bucket late in the second quarter for Jackson Center and gets the first one to start the second half. And Tri-Village is in trouble. Down by 8, 21-13. 2:54 to go, third quarter. Patriots take a TO on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, pest and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Attention veterans and surviving spouses, get connected to your VA benefits. Call the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, 937-498-7282, 498-7282. And after the timeout, Tri-Village has the ball on the weave out high. The ball goes to Downing, and you can bet the memo during that timeout was feed Allie the ball, and she took it from 17, 18 feet away and bolted right to the rim. Jackson Center stepped in front of her, fouled her. Common personal. Tri-Village enters below the basket. Baseline left. It goes on the play to Porter, and Porter loses it. It's fumble rolling into the Tri-Village bench. Jackson Center, Tigers possession. And head coach Brad Gray of Tri-Village is motioning his troops to come down and defend tightly in the backcourt. Here is Kennedy Reese, 30 feet away for Jackson Center. Chuck, an 8-point lead in this style of game is big.
That's a good.
Ball nearly lost at midcourt on the play by Vanessa Winter. She tracked it down at the timeline, wasn't over and back. Fed to Reese. Reese into the right corner. She's boxed in. Now feeds Winter back out to Kennedy, out of trouble.
But you still got to think about scoring if you're Jackson Center.
2:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Boy, another bucket to take it to 10 would put Tri-Village in dire straits. 2 minutes left, third period. Elkers got the ball 30 feet away. Lobs to Reese down the left sideline. Kennedy hangs on. Back to Elkert, 40 feet out. Cameron dribbles around the defender, who is Prince. Coming out to check tightly is Porter on Winter. Bounce pass to Elkert, who retreats toward the timeline. Here's a reach in, a slap down foul committed on the play by Alyssa Seiler of Tri-Village. Team foul two on the Patriots, one committed on Jackson Center here in the second half. A minute 48 to go in the third, and we've only had one bucket scored in this entire quarter so far, that by Olivia Clark of Jackson Center. Tri-Village has had only, what?
Two shots. Yeah. They haven't hit the rim yet.
Yeah, two shots. Two errant shots from 16, 17 feet away. That's it for Tri-Village here in the third. Tigers up eight. Ball lobbed in by Meyer below the rim to Elkert, top of the circle. She leaped, caught it, fed it off to Reese. And on the feed by Meyer to Reese, a hooking foul against Tri-Village. Team foul number three on the Patriots here in the half.
A lot of frustration in the stands and on the floor right now for Tri-Village.
Jackson Center trying to work its way to the 1-1 first. Elkert inbounds to Reese, 30 feet out. And Tri-Village tries to put the pinch on her, can't do it. She relieves the ball to Cassie Meyer, 30 feet out. Cassie on the hop to the foul line, then bounces to Elkert near center court. Elkert checked by Miller. Elkert gets into trouble, and she dribbles the ball on the floor into a double team. Tie up at Tri-Village. A couple players hit the deck. Turnover, Jackson Center. Patriots get the ball. Minute 24 left in the third. Tri-Village needs a field goal in the worst way. Ball pitched inbounds to Porter. Porter at center circle for Tri-Village. A minute 16 to go in the third. 21-13 Jackson Center. Porter nearly walked. She did travel behind the arc. Throws down inside to Downing. Hook shot over Cassie Meyer. Yes, and a foul.
She got away with about four steps before she threw that pass.
Yep, that was clearly a violation on Tri-Village, ignored by the referee. Downing made an excellent post move on the block. She's at the foul line to shoot the free throw. Chance for a plus one. Front rim, backboard, front rim and off. Good rebound by Winter of the Tigers as she outfought Mann for it. Backcourt to Reese, up to Winter. Winter sprints ahead. Baseline right pulls up. Bounce pass across the key to Kessler. To Meyer for a triple. It bangs off the rim. Shoots into the corner. Great hustle by Kennedy Reese. Tried to save it. and I don't think she was able to get to it in time. Nope, out of bounds to Tri-Village. 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. 21-15, Jackson Center ahead to six. Keep an eye on Allie Downing now. Meyer guards her 25 feet away. And Downing looks toward the rim, takes a last-second shot at the basket, was dribbling, watching the floor the whole time, lifted off of her feet, instantaneously, missed the shot badly. The Jackson Center hammered the ball on the inline. Tri-Village inbounds. Here's a spin move by Miller. Miller below the foul stripe, all the way to the rim, shoveled it toward the iron wildly. She was bailed out by a Jackson Center foul, and it's a two-shotter. In the act of shooting, accurately ruled by the referee, 39.4 to go here in the third quarter. Big free throws here for Miller for the Patriots. First one calmly up and in.
Jackson Center has got it. They're not going to win the game with 21 points. They got to try to go score.
Exactly. 21-16, Jackson Center up five. Second free throw, Rachel Miller. Yes, again. Four straight points for the Patriots. Full court pressure applied. Ball whipped to center court to Elkert. Elkert sprints down the near side. Miller gets a fist on the ball and strikes it out of bounds. 37 seconds left in the third. 21-17, Jackson Center. Four straight points by Tri-Village. Here's Cassie Meyer, 30 feet out. Dribbles, foul line, elbow on the left. Pushing foul against Autumn Moore, a 5'8 junior in off the bench for Tri-Village.
And she's picked up three quick fouls trying to guard Cassie.
Team foul situation. That's four on Tri-Village, according to the scoreboard. Ball inbounded below the basket by Jackson Center. Reese in the left corner. Now Elkert between the circles. Checked out Iba Miller. Deep left corner, Winter. Winter goes baseline, has a little avenue, doesn't shoot. Feeds it back out to Kennedy Reese. Good dribbling by Kennedy as she got out of trouble with it. And head coach Jeff Reese, with 17 seconds to go in the third quarter, gets a timeout. 21-17, Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
We return to action here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Jackson Center owns a four-point lead over Tri-Village. It has been a third quarter with two made field goals, one for each team. Tri-Village has pumped in two free throws. Halftime score was 19-13, Jackson Center. The lead was extended to 21-13, four straight by Tri-Village. 21-17 Tigers, 10 seconds left in the third. Elkert high left. Left corner Winter back to Cameron. Five ticks to go. Drives, foul line, pulls up. 16-footer short, no good. Rebound Tri-Village. That's the end of the third quarter of play. Tri-Village once down by eight in the period. Got it back to a manageable four. Jackson Center unwilling to shoot the ball as much as perhaps head coach Jeff Reese would have liked. Tigers still lead by four. Final 8 minutes coming up on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car's down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
And we start the fourth quarter. The arrow favors Jackson Center. The Tigers pitch it in play. Kennedy Reese at center circle tries to dance around Seiler, the freshman, in off the bench for Tri-Village. She sticks out the knee. It's a foul. Team foul five on Tri-Village. Jackson Center clings to a four-point lead, up 21-17. During that last ball out of bounds, Chuck, you said something which sort of typified Jackson Center's play in the third quarter, and it's got to change.
They're playing not to lose instead of to win the basketball game. They've got to keep trying to score.
And sometimes that approach comes back to haunt. Here's Cassie Meyer, 30 feet out for Jackson Center. And another defensive foul on Tri-Village. Wow. That one was unnecessary, as was the other one. Seiler picks up two fouls now for Tri-Village. Six on the club. Jackson Center's in the bonus. Next foul, Tri-Village. Jackson Center will shoot the 1-1. Elkert, bounce pass. Rear of the timeline to Kennedy Reese. 20 seconds gone in the fourth. 21-17, Jackson Center. Near side throw, Cameron Elkert. Elkert 30 feet out. Looks for Cassie Meyer, gets it to her. Cassie starts to drive, pulls up, shoots the 15-footer. In and out, no good. Strong rebound by Ware. Top of the circle, Reese. Right wing to Clark. Boy, Cassie had a shot. Looked like it might have touched the net. It went below the cylinder so far. Jackson Center, though, got a big offensive board. Here's Kennedy Reese getting the handoff from Elkert in tight traffic right in front of the scorer's table. And Tri-Village wraps up Kennedy. Fouls her 1-1 time for Jackson Center.
Well, they have played the type of game in the third quarter and now into the fourth quarter. Now they got to make free throws because they played a game where they're going to go to the free throw line. Now they got to make them.
Exactly. Danica Mann, who was on the bench much of that third quarter for Tri-Village when the Patriots were in chase mode, is back in now. Mann and Downing talked to each other on the foul line. Free throw by Kennedy Reese is good. She buried it. She earns the bonus. Jackson Center's ahead by five, 22-17. 7:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw, Kennedy Reese. One, two dribbles in the air. It clangs off the rim. Rebound right corner. Tracked down on the play by Ware. Kristen Ware got it. Threw it out to Meyer. Left side to Elkert. Tigers control. That was a big offensive rebound by Jackson Center. Here's Reese 30 feet out like a bulldog. Dribbles between two Patriot defenders. Throws to Meyer. Cross court to Elkert. Down to 6:50 to go in the game. 22-17 Jackson Center. Clark cross court to Meyer. 30 feet out. She's bumped. No foul call. Downing chases Cassie near center court. Leans into her. That one's called. Well, Jackson Center, like you alluded, Chuck, has got the game now right where the Tigers want it. Free throws, 1-1 style, the rest of the way. That was the eighth on Tri-Village. In fact, after two more, it's double bonus time. 1-1, Cassie Meyer, 1-2 dribbles, and she pops it up and in. And Jackson Center owns a six-point lead again, 23-17. It's been as much as eight, 21-13. Second free throw, Cassie Meyer, deep breath. One, two bounces, up and good. She swished it. Well, the Tigers have been remarkable at the stripe here in the tournament. Seven-point contest. 6:40 to go, fourth quarter. Jackson Center leads. Here's Tri-Village with the ball. Downing controls against Ware at the end of the key. Flips it off right corner to Prince. It goes baseline. And she is crowded below the rim. Tries to make her miraculous shot, had no chance. He glances off the inner east side of the board. Comes down to Ware, up the floor to Reese, now to Elkert. To Kennedy, far left side. That was a big possession by Tri-Village, and the Patriots were forced to take a very low percentage shot.
Well, I'm going to say again, they got the wrong people shooting the basketball, and really, like you said, incredibly low percentage shots.
Yes, you're right on, Chuck. And here is a foul, a frustrated Danica Mann. Comes out 35 feet from the basket to run down Cassie Meyer and plow into her.
She just took two hands and shoved her and then looked at the referee like, how could you call that?
Tri-Village has been frustrated very much here in the second half of this game. 1-1, Cassie Meyer. She makes it 25-17 in favor of Jackson Center. Tigers free throw shooting here in the tournament has been brilliant.
Really good here in the fourth quarter.
Second free throw by Cassie, who calmly spins the ball out in front of her. 1-2 dribbles. The next one is dead center as well. And Jackson Center's ahead by 9. Tri-Village, second ranked in the state in D4, is in deep doo-doo right now. Here's a long three-pointer by Prince. Right corner of the floor. Hit the flange. Strong rebound inside, but Downing. She stumbled to the floor, lost the ball. It's off her last, and Jackson Center will get it. No, it's ruled Tri-Village possession.
No.
It's ruled Jackson Center possession. And now what's been called, Chuck? Uh-oh, technical foul.
Teed up the coach.
Well, Brad Gray right now is showing his frustration as an extension of the players on the floor. Tri-Village hurried up a three ball that last trip down the floor. It was a rushed one by Downing, who crashed the backboard. I think it was Downing who shot it. 1-1 down to her right. No double bonus for Cassie Meyer, who hits it.
It was a two-shot technical. Now they get the ball inbounds also.
By mistake, you're right. Two-shot technical. They are in the double bonus. Cassie, with a lot of composure, sinks each one. And to tell you what, Chuck, right now, Jackson Center's experience in volleyball regionals, volleyball Final Fours, basketball regionals, and basketball Final Fours are showing.
Well, they're keeping their cool. And one of the two things happen there. Coaches who go crazy like that tend to have your kids go, and they're watching them. And this is the first time I've seen them, so I can't say it's happened all year, but their girls are really kind of out of control, and they're frustrated, and you got to keep your composure.
Up the last shot by Tri-Village resulted in a rebound attempt below the basket, and clearly Jackson Center had position. Tri-Village plowed through. There was no foul called on the play, but the ball was off of Tri-Village last. That was clear. There was no foul either way. Tri-Village bench got hit with a technical. Cassie Meyer made two more free throws. What is Jackson Center at the charity stripe in the corner, Chuck?
Cassie Meyer 6-for-6. Kennedy Reese 1-for-2, so they're 7-of-8.
And the lead for Jackson Center has swollen to 28-17. 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. And Jackson Center's in the double bonus. Inbounded by Elkert to Meyer. Meyer splits a couple defenders, hurries up the floor, top of the key, and pursuing from the backside is Tri-Village, which fouls the wrong player again. Tri-Village is behind by 11. Cassie Meyer, two dribbles, up, and it is good. A lot of rim.
Yeah.
It bounced around, jiggled on the iron. Got a piece of the backboard and rolled in off the flange. 29-17, Jackson Center. Meyer again. Got it again. Terrific free throw shooting by Jackson Center. And it has boosted the Tigers to a cushion of 13. Down inside to Mann. Mann catches the ball from Prince. Good low post feed to Mann, who puts it up with the left hand. Half foot goes in. Ball inbound by Jackson Center to Meyer. And Tri-Village pressures and takes it away. Here's a long three by the Patriots. Good! It's good! Emma Prince follows the two-pointer by Mann with a triple. 5 points for Tri-Village in about 5 or 6 seconds, and it's 30-22. 5:17 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Reese in midcourt. Handoff on the play to Elkert. Elkert's got it. Now Reese, 30 feet out. Jackson Center in the double bonus. Elkert at center court. Prince on the chase. Elkert picks up her dribble. Knocked away by Tri-Village. Elkert gets it back. Lobs to Meyer, 30 feet away. Meyer to Reese. Not a real organized North Carolina ball control effort right now.
I don't see Phil Ford in the middle. That's
no
problem.
Here's Reese, double teamed to midcourt. Tri-Village steals. It's out ahead to Downing. She's got the wide open gimme and blew it. Stick back, no good. Rebound, Jackson Center. What a play by Ware, who comes out of there with it. Backcourt to Reese. And let's see, is a foul called against Tri-Village, or is a timeout given to the Tigers?
Luckily, they didn't see him call the timeout before the foul was called.
Wow, Tri-Village got a layup. Was that Downing or Mann on
Downing
the first
Downing had the layup, and I don't know how she missed that. And then Prince had point blank on the rebound, and somehow she rolled it off. It was harder to miss that than it was to make it.
Oh, those were key. Tri-Village would have pulled within six. And now Jackson Center can take it back to 10. Kennedy Reese, double bonus. She swishes. 31-22, Jackson Center. Wow, this could be a four-point swing in just a few seconds, Chuck.
Well, Jackson needs a stop, and I don't like Meyer being the one bringing the ball, and they need to throw the ball into her.
Yes, she needs to be the first one to field the pass. Second free throw by Reese, right on the money. Jackson Center red hot, scorching at the nets at the free throw line. 32-22, Tigers, 4:37 left in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Chuck, as you and I were discussing during the timeout break, these Tri-Village Patriots can score baskets awful fast.
They can score quickly. They didn't average 55 points a game this year by not being able to score.
And they can make threes. It's a good three-point shooting club after the two made free throws by Kennedy Reese. Tri-Village puts it in play. 4.5 to go, fourth quarter, 32-22, Jackson Center. Here's Downing, picked up by Ware, top of the circle. Gives it off on the play to Miller. Miller against Reese. Drives down the right side of the lane. A lot of body contact as Elkert and Reese tried to put the sandwich on Miller, who's fouled. And let's see if they give her two shots. Yep.
Wow. Okay, I give you the foul. I don't give you the two shots.
I would agree. If she managed somehow to get the ball off the palm of her hand, the referee gave her the benefit of the doubt. And the free throw nestles right down through the netting. 32-23, Jackson Center's lead is 9. Rachel Miller's played a very, very good game here for Tri-Village.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with her.
Second shot by Miller, couple bounces on the floor, tries to trim it to 8 and does. 32-24, Jackson Center, full court pressure being applied. Meyer inbounds to Elkert. Elkert up the right side of the floor. Two red shirts trailing her. Bounce pass off to Reese. Jackson Center in the double bonus. 4:12 to go in the fourth quarter. Reese splits a couple defenders, nearly tripped. Fed the ball to Elkert. Now to Reese, far left side, 30 feet for the basket. Double team is coming. Hand off to Cassie Meyer. Meyer being pursued by Downing. Meyer right down the lane. Had a shot from 7 feet. Passed it up. Flipped into the left corner to Ware. Back out to Elkert. Holding foul called on Tri-Village's Miller.
You got to want to shoot free throws, especially if you're a perimeter player right now for Jackson Center. And you got to be strong with the basketball.
That foul on Miller was number 4. Tri-Village has a few players with foul issues.
Yep.
Cameron Elkert, double bonus, Jackson Center. Shot puts it up in the air, swish. I'll tell you what, these Tiger free throws, Chuck, more often than not, don't hit the rim.
12 of 13 here in the fourth quarter.
3:55 to go in the game. Jackson Center ahead by 9, 33-24. Second shot, Cameron Elkert. She spins the ball back in her lap and makes it. That one hit the rim twice, then the backboard, and trickled through. 10-point game, Tri-Village, four-court right. Back to the basket. It is Porter. Porter into the paint. Arches one up from 8 feet. No good. Rebound Jackson Center. Stolen by Downing. Bad pass. Intercepted by Ware of Jackson Center. To Meyer at midcourt. She's trampled. Two players put the squeeze on her. They made a sandwich out of her. And Cassie pops right up. She'll shoot two at the stripe.
She did a nice job. She felt the pressure from behind, and she stopped and got ran over by Downing.
Chuck, it's too early to call this one a Jackson Center triumph. But
there's still too much time.
Yes, but what I have seen so far, Chuck, is the difference in the two leagues, the Cross County Conference and the Shelby County League. The Tigers clearly play a more formidable schedule.
Well, if you look through the years, like I said, they've sent Tri-Village home a lot.
Last year in the district, Jackson Center beat Tri-Village. First free throw, Cassie Meyer, all net. Second shot, all net. It is a clinic, but Jackson Center's girls at the free throw line in this game, and especially the fourth quarter. Here's Downing dribbling hard down the floor, into the lane for Tri-Village. Passed off to a teammate, fumbled. It goes out of bounds. Jackson Center ball up 12, 36-24. 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center with 36 points, Chuck. You're going to count the field goals for the Tigers for me. Not very many. And Cassie Meyer can't get the ball in play. It's a 5-second count.
Well, you got two people at midcourt, and they're supposed to have a three count in their head. They're supposed to break to the basket. They waited till four before the game. It was too late.
Seiler inbounds, out back to Prince, head of the circle, Downing, who barrels down the left side of the lane, running one-hander, not the shot she wants. She flipped it up with the right while going away from the basket right to left. Downing had no chance to make that. Jackson Center got the easy board and Tri-Village fouled.
Jackson Center has three baskets since the first quarter.
And have stretched the lead since then. It was 13-6, Jackson Center up 7 after 1. The lead is 12, Cassie Meyer, double bonus. Tigers have been in the regular bonus since with about 2 or 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. A double bonus, much of the fourth. First foul shot by Cassie, right on the mark. Second one, all net again.
That's 20 for Cassie now.
20 points for Cassie Meyer. We built her up in the pregame. We said she's got to come to play offensively and have a good one, and she has responded. Here's Downing, long three ball, Tri-Village, 27-footer, banked high off the backboard, way above the window, hit the rim. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Jackson Center. 3:09 to play, 14-point game, 38-24. Seiler inbounds right corner. Here's a shot fake by Tri-Village. A long three is tried by Prince. Didn't hit the rim. Hit the glass. Carom down into the lap of a Jackson Center player, but Clark pushed off to get to it.
And still a common foul. That's only five team on Jackson.
Right. Ball inbounded. Deep left corner. Miller for Tri-Village. Reese all over her. Miller can't get the three away. Hand off to Seiler. Into the lane. Clark with a swat away. Olivia Clark. Big defensive move. And she smashed that ball off the wall at the end of the court. 14-point lead, Jackson Center. Inbounded, Downing in the right corner. Step back, Deuce, a long 17-footer. Short, no good. Rebound, Mann, far left corner. Out to Miller, 2:48 to go. To Seiler, she arches a three. It hit the backboard and the rim, no good. Rebound, Downing, low in the right. And we've got a jump ball ruled. A tussle for it. Downing in a white shirt. Arrow favors Tri-Village. Lengthy possession here for the Patriots. No points to show for it. We're all the way down to 2:43 to go in the game. Tigers up 14. Ball lobbed in, baseline left to Mann. She backs her defender down, doesn't shoot. Left corner Prince, who tries a three. Missed it hard. Weak side rebound, Elkert. Elkert loops it in backcourt to Meyer. Meyer sprints up the right side to Reese. She bobbles, picked off on the play by Miller of Tri-Village, and then Reese dove at her feet and fouled.
Cassie's got to keep the ball there. Don't throw that pass. Keep the ball, make them foul you. She is a monster at the free throw line. She got 2, 4, 6, 8, 12 for 12 in the fourth quarter.
Danica Mann, a little over 15 points a game for Tri-Village. No field goals in the contest. Tri-Village drives into the paint, feeds into the right corner to Seiler, who jacks up a three ball and pours it through. Big bucket for Tri-Village. Here's a home run pass by Jackson Center all the way down the floor, deflected by Tri-Village, stolen by Seiler. 2 minutes to go in the game. Jackson Center up 11. Seiler, right corner, shoots another one. This, though she was straddling the arc, couldn't get it to go. Followed, got the rebound. Missed it, but a foul on Jackson Center.
I think you were right. They were going to count that as a three, but you could see from here her toes clearly on the line.
Seiler, the freshman for Tri-Village, has been a big factor in enabling the Patriots to hang around. She has been a motivation for the red shirts. She missed the free throw, though. She got the rebound back. Good hustle play. Was fouled in the act of shooting. Second shot coming. 11-point lead, Jackson Center. Minute 56 to go in the fourth quarter. Both shots long. Rebound down to Ware in backcourt. She tries to dribble away from trouble, and she spilled on the floor. She'll get the double bonus. Boy, Tri-Village needed two makes at the line right there.
And it's a tough spot for a freshman to step up on, though.
Sharp contrast, Chuck. Tri-Village at the stripe, crucial situation. Both missed. Jackson Center continues torrid free throw shooting here in this game, especially in the fourth quarter. A minute 54 to go. Foul shot by Ware is off to the left. Tigers were due to miss one. 38-27, Jackson Center up 11. Second free throw by Ware. High Archer off to the left again. Rebound downing of Tri-Village. Backcourt to Miller. She darts up the floor against Reese. Picks up her dribble. Throws cross-court to a teammate. Here's a drive, a running one-hander by Prince. Left it way short. Easy rebound collected by Clark. Outlet to Elkert. Again, Tri-Village, Chuck, not getting the ball in the hands of the right shooters.
That's exactly right.
Here's Reese, 30 feet away. Hand off to Meyer. A minute 27 to go. Jackson Center up 11. Meyer with a spin move, top of the circle. And reaching in, Seiler smacks Meyer in the face. 38-27, Jackson Center by 11.
123, you still need to keep making free throws here.
Yep. Again, Tri-Village is a very good three-point shooting team and can knock them down from long range. Well, Jackson Center has come up empty on the last three at the charity stripe. That shot by Meyer around and out.
Well, this will make it a 12-point lead if she makes this, and that would be four threes.
Free throw, Cassie Meyer, swish. 39-27 in favor of Jackson Center. Biggest lead was 14. Here's Miller down the floor to Seiler on the arc. Straight away Downing. Downing quickly lines up a three, and she hurried that shot. It was way off to the left. Holding foul and the rebound attempt in the lane, I believe, against Jackson Center.
I think they called that against Clark. And they're sending they can't call it on Elkert.
All the way down to a minute 12 to go in the fourth quarter. 1-1 for Seiler of Tri-Village.
Well, you better be ready for the long rebound. Somebody needs to step across the shooter because she's missed both her free throws long so far.
Three changes for Tri-Village. In fact, Mann and Downing come off the floor as Tri-Village enters their semi-intentional fouling personnel. Free throw by Seiler. Got it. 39-28. Jackson Center up 11. A minute 12 to go, fourth quarter. Second shot, Seiler, for the Tri-Village Patriots. She has attempted to stabilize Tri-Village here in the fourth quarter. Made free throw by her again. She drops in a couple. 10-point game, 39-29. Ball inbounded to Reese in backcourt. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Head coach Jeff Reese gets a timeout. Tri-Village has scored five of the last 6 points. The lead for Jackson Center still 10. 70 seconds to go in the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
Here we go, the final, a minute 10. Jackson Center fans hooping it up across the way. 39-29, the orange and black lead. Tri-Village in red, defending Cassie Meyer, inbounding, 10 players in backcourt. And here's a home run ball thrown to midcourt. Clark catches on the run, whips it cross-court on the play to Ware, traveling on Clark. That was a good choice by the referee.
Well, I mean, they set it up, but she caught it and just lost her balance.
Olivia could have caught that and continued running. She had a break all the way to the rim at this end.
Well, I'm sure they talked about catch it and get the ball to a guard, so
sure. The lead is 10 for Jackson Center. We approach the one-minute mark. Top of the circle, spot up three. Long one, Prince hit the back brace. That was big. She got the long rebound, though. Missed it again off the heel. Fine rebound left corner, tracked down by Downing to Seiler. Miller, shot fake, foul line. Dribbles into the lane. Kicked it off her foot. It goes out of bounds. Big turnover right there after a couple of misses by Tri-Village. Two threes. Fine looks from long range. If one of those goes, it's down to seven with 52 seconds to go, and it gets a little touch and go for Jackson Center.
Good. They put Vanessa Winter in for Clark. I think that's a good move at this point for that, what they're trying to do.
Uh-oh, ball inbound of a Jackson Center in backcourt. It nearly goes astray from Reese as Meyer dealt it to her. Triple team, but Tri-Village causes a jump. Arrow favors the Tigers, 49.1 to go. Cassie Meyer inbounding again. 10 players in backcourt. Meyer, the playmaker, is guarded. She fakes the long ball, lobs to Elkert. Elkert, top of the key, backcourt, is bear hugged by two Tri-Village players, and Cameron Elkert shoots the double bonus.
It's going to be a huge difference in number of free throws shot by Jackson compared to Tri-Village, but it's all because of the way the game was played.
Chuck, I don't think I've ever seen a high school basketball game in which one team, the leading team, was in the one and one and in the double bonus so fast in the second half.
Well, this is going to be 24 free throws in the fourth quarter.
Cameron Elkert toes the stripe for the Tigers, who are up by 10, 39-29, 47.7 to go in the fourth. Kennedy Reese for Jackson Center comes to the sideline, might have a speck of blood
if
on.
She does. They need her out there on the floor.
Yes, she will go to the bench, speck of blood on the shirt, and Miranda Hickey comes in for the orange and black.
Wearing a different number on me. She's usually 14.
Yes, she is. She wears 2020. And Miranda's on the court for Reese momentarily. Elkert, double bonus, shoots for Jackson Center and left it shy. She pulled the string.
Yes, she did. Just got to follow through. It's just like practice.
Second free throw, Cameron Elkert. Couple of bounces. And she eyes the goal and swishes that one. The lead is 10 for Jackson Center, 40-29. 44 seconds to go in the game. Miller down the floor. Pitches out back to a teammate, Prince. Here's a long 28-footer. Wide left, hit the glass. Hit the floor once into the hands of Cassie Meyer. She scurries down the court into the right corner. Trailing is Danica Mann, who fouls. And I would say, Chuck, it's a pretty safe bet the Jackson Center Tigers have won their second straight regional semifinal.
Yep, they have been very, very impressive tonight. I got to admit, I came in having a few doubts about them because they'd had some offensive struggles, but boy, they've done it tonight, especially from the free throw line.
Jackson Center beat Miami Valley in the regional semifinal a year ago. That was a mild upset after knocking off Tri-Village last year in the district in what was a mild upset. Cassie Meyer made a free throw, rimmed the second, rebound deep right corner. Ware's got it for Jackson Center. Good hustle play. I tell you what, Jackson Center, Chuck, has hastened after offensive rebounds, and they've hit the floor once on some occasions, maybe twice, and the first one of the ball, a white shirt. 41-29, 31.1 to go. Ware was fouled.
That was five on Mann.
And Danica Mann, who entered the game averaging over 15 points per contest, fouls out. She made 4 points on the day.
Or 4 points, yes.
Four total points.
Yep.
And she got
one basket, two free throws.
Wow. First free throw by Ware for Jackson Center is switched. Second one grazed the front of the rim. Rebound down to Downing for Tri-Village. She bolts up the floor. Crossover dribble out high. out of Prince. Prince drives down the paint all the way to the rim. Shot wide left. Clark can't save the rebound. It hit the boundary anyway. Off Tri-Village last. And Jackson Center will throw it in with 19.2 to go, up by 13 points, 42-29. Yep, the Jackson Center Tigers took the air out of the ball in the third quarter. Frustrating Tri-Village, causing the Patriots to foul incessantly. Tri-Village took advantage, or I should say Jackson Center took advantage of the early 1-1, then the early double bonus to put this game away, down to 8-7. Tiger fans stand in unison. Orange and black spectators, far side of the floor, on their feet, very proud of the Jackson Center Lady Tigers, who won a regional semifinal for the second straight year, defeating Tri-Village rather easily here today, 42-29. Tri-Village came in as a clear favorite, ranked number 2 in the state, Jackson Center number 13. Big difference, clearly, the leagues in which the two clubs participate. The Shelby County League, without a doubt, more stringent, tougher night in, night out than the Cross County Conference, and it showed in this regional semifinal. 42-29, Jackson Center victorious, and the Tigers will await the winner of Game 2, either Rushi or Minster, for the regional championship on Saturday night at 7:30. We're back in a moment to wrap it up. Tigers win by 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Jackson Center 42, Tri-Village 29. We'll wrap it up in just a moment. Tigers win this game 42 points on 8 field goals. Chuck's got the details after I run down our anchor underwriting sponsors. They've been with us in most cases for 8 to 10 years. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, along with Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, What Is Your Favorite Thing?, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, in Jackson Center. Make your look at Primary Eye Care a good look. Take advantage of Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495. These Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, and an Anna, Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus an array of specialty advertising items like pens, mugs, and T-shirts, all can be customized by Adam Rice at Adams Tech Solutions and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Chuck, how the Tigers get it done? I know,
well,
terrific free throw shooting was a big, big part of it.
Well, they were 21 of 28 in the fourth quarter. That'll win most basketball games for you. 22 of 32 for the game. They only had eight baskets for the game, and they had two, four, five of those in the first quarter. But they had 22 points from Cassie Meyer, six each from Reese and Cameron Elkert, five from Olivia Clark, and three from Kristen Ware. On the other side, Rachel Miller, I was impressed with that young lady. Mm-hmm. She scored 10, and then it drops all the way down to Downing. They had her 9 points below her average at seven. Mann, 11 points below her average at four. They got five from the freshman, Siler, and three from Prince. Average 55 points a game. They were held 26 below.
Can we push for a shot clock?
Excellent composure displayed by Jackson Center in this game tonight. Tri-Village clearly frustrated earlier than they needed to be, and that helped cause the undoing of the Tri-Village Patriots in this game tonight. Jackson Center held the ball for the first several minutes of the second half, leading in this game by six at the halftime break. Tri-Village did whittle it down to 21-17 at the end of the third quarter. The Jackson Center was already in the regular bonus, got quickly into the double bonus, and led by as many as 14 at one point, 38-24, wound up winning by 13, 42-29. Combination of outstanding defense by Jackson Center and extreme patience and discipline on offense were the undoing of Tri-Village in this game here tonight.
Well, except for probably Versailles, they had not seen a team that good.
Exactly.
And that's what they run into every year when they get to the district or the regional. If they can avoid a Shelby County team in the district, then they can get to the regional before they get beat. But it's just, you know, it's unfortunate. But like I said, Rachel Miller, I was impressed with that young lady.
Uh-huh.
But they held 31 points a game between Downing and Mann, and they scored 11. So there's your difference. And our Clancy's player of the game is obviously Cassie Meyer. She scored 22 points. She scored eight in the first quarter when they jumped out to their lead, and she handled the basketball. She handled the ball against the press. She just was terrific tonight.
Fortunately, Chuck, we did not put the whammy on her in the pregame. We mildly implored her to have a real good game offensively. She needed double digits. She was averaging 10. We hope for a dozen, 13, and she did, what, 9 or 10 better than that?
Yeah, she stood there and just knocked down free throw after free throw. She was impressive. She missed two. She was 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. She was 14 of 16 in the fourth quarter.
22 points for Cassie Meyer. She is the Clancy Star of the Game recipient. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Jackson Center Tigers, by virtue of the 42-29 win over Tri-Village in the game just completed, one regional semifinal in girls D4, advanced to 22-4 on the year and await the winner of game two here tonight between Rushi and Minster. That regional championship game is Saturday evening at 7:30. We're on the web online at 7:15. We'll go offline here in just a matter of seconds, then return online in about 12 to 15 minutes with a short pregame in advance of the start of Rushi Minster our other girls Division IV regional semifinal, which is upcoming. Rhett Gish is our scorersbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering for just a short while. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Vandalia Butler. Final score, game one, Jackson Center knocks off Tri-Village, 42-29.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.